And joining us right now, he can be found on Twitter at Coach Beckler. And believe me, he is selective in his Twitterization of the world. He is also at Coach Beckler, BECHLER.com. His book, The Leadership Playbook, the website, TheLeadershipPlaybook.com. And a man who, you are not a candidate for the athletic director's job in Nebraska, correct, Jamie Beckler?
I can definitely confirm that I am not a candidate.
Well, we just thought it was one of those things that, you know, people needed to know, because you have to be self-controlled, and you know that measured anytime you did, as you've told us before, get a technical foul, there was a reason. You weren't
yes.
like me that wanted to offer the officials your spectacles. That happened, by the way, in 1908, just in case you didn't know about this. I have this book about the New York Giants, you know, Merkel's blunder, that's until last year, the last time the Cubs won the World Series. And because they ended up in a playoff because of Merkel's blunder, not running to second base and touching it, and all the controversy surrounding it. But at one point, one of the Giants offered the umpire, and sometimes they only had one umpire who worked behind the pitcher's mound. Things were a little bit different then. And he suggested that the umpire needed his spectacles more than he did, and he was promptly sent off, as they used to say. Or as they do in soccer, with the red card or two yellows, you're sent off. Well, the athletic director at Nebraska last week sounded off. And as a result of him sounding off, he was sent packing this week. His coach, football coach, will probably be sent off, because there's only one thing that's really important in the state of Nebraska, and that's the University of Nebraska. Beyond that, it's a fine state with wonderful people, but there's no other professional sports teams or whatever. But basically, I think the AD did himself in when he went off on his football coach, because the next week the chancellor went off on him and talked about a competitiveness problem. Now, Jamie, you know this from your work as a leadership trainer, your work on the sidelines in coaching men's and women's college basketball as an AD. Are there times that the top leader in the organization has to go strongly publicly about things going on in the organization, and just as often know when to be quiet?
I typically take the approach that when you have to go public, essentially, when you go and use emotion, you've kind of lost the argument. You've lost control of something. And I am almost always against going public. I was against going public with Sean Einhorst going public about his coach, displeasure about the season. I didn't like how the New York Giants coach, you know, publicly called out his quarterback last week for one play, even though it was a crucial play. I think a lot of times when you call someone out publicly, what you've done is you've lost control of your situation. Certainly, it could be a motivational tactic, but you know, you don't want to be doing that motivation if you're the only one in on the joke. You know, if you're the only one in on it's going to be motivation. You know, I just think that it's you as a leader, you have to rise above the noise, and when you start calling people out publicly, you essentially become just like a fan. You essentially become a high-priced, well-dressed fan, or just anybody else on social media or out there on the airwaves. So I don't think that showed that he was in control. I think there's better ways to handle it. And I do think you can support your coach without, even if you plan on firing him at the end of the year, you can still support your coach. I think when you publicly reprimand somebody, that then gives credence to everybody else that has a voice and that's criticizing as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, Coach Jamie Beckler. You become just like a fan. Now, when I was in minor league baseball, I got to go to my one and only winter meetings. It was up in Toronto. I don't even remember having to have a passport in those days. That shows how things have changed. I was talking with our son texting on Facebook last night, and he's got to renew his passport because it expires next year, because he may be going abroad to do rock climbing and traveling. And I got there, And here I am. I've been hired for like a month, and I'm at the baseball meetings. I'm a class A business manager. I mean, not even technically general manager. They took the general title away because, after all, if you're in the minor leagues, you get the players they send you unless you're an independent team, and we weren't. And so here I am among all of these baseball people, and who do I run across but Henry Aaron? And I'm just reminded of that story, Jamie, because I go up there just like a blubbering fan. And I'm not even a Braves fan, Atlanta, Milwaukee, whatever. And, oh, Mr. Meredith, Aaron, it's so nice to meet you and whatever. He's probably had hundreds of thousands of people do that, and I look like a blubbering kid. But that was the person I ran into. Later, I had the privilege, when we were part of the White Sox organization, to go down and actually meet Bill Veeck. I was a little bit better behaved there, but with Bill Veeck, it didn't matter. You could be whatever and get away with it. But you just reminded me of that. When the athletic director at Nebraska loses his control publicly and becomes, like you said, like that fan, the whole organization suffers. And this is true in business as well. We see right now with Zuckerberg and the controversy over how ads were placed without any human intervention at Facebook. How do you, at that point, when you start, sometimes we engage the verbal form of communication before we engage the brain. And if you get suddenly in midstream, sort of like when the deer runs out in front of you and you're doing 55 miles an hour and it's either ground venison and new car or else, what do you do, Jamie Beckler? And what should he have done? And this is a lesson to those people in business, especially those people you train.
Well, I'm a proponent of, as much as you can, you support your people publicly. I definitely like supporting them privately as well, if you can do that. But you encourage, you support, you praise publicly. You criticize privately if you need to criticize. If you're unhappy with your employees, if you're unhappy with the direction your company is going, is it going to help to take that public, to air your dirty laundry, essentially. I think most CEOs, most coaches, most athletic directors, if you're going to be criticized for something, it should be that you're criticized for being an overbeliever in your people, for having the back of your people too much. Even if you don't like your people, even if you don't think they're doing a great job, find a way to turn it around. So even if you don't like your coach as an athletic director, you still need to turn it around and talk about how the players are playing hard, how the coaches are working hard every day. You know, they're coming up with solutions to try to fix, you know we're not where we need to be, but they are working diligently to figure out a solution for that. Because you know that they are. You know, the coaches may not be doing what you think they should be doing, but they are working hard to figure out a solution. It just might not be the solution that works, but they are trying to come up with something. So as the leader, you can still spin it. You've got to have the back and support your people. Because then your people are going to play harder for you as a coach. They're going to work harder for you as an athletic director, as a CEO.
Now, as soon as you use the word spin, what comes into everybody's mind is politics, and truth be hanged, we're going to spin it. And having been involved in the governmental sector, having managed a couple of political campaigns, I take a look at it, and I always was prepared. If this happens, this is our response. If this happens, this is our response. Is there a difference, Jamie Beckler, between spin, which has a very negative connotation, and responding, where you can do so with integrity and truth? Because I think most reporters, if they're dealing with either the political realm or the sports realm, assume everything is spun, sometimes faster than an old 78 RPM record.
Well, I think spinning, just because it's spinning and it has a negative connotation, doesn't mean it's lying and untruthful. What happens sometimes with a spin is that it crosses the line into being untruthful, or crosses the line into being you're trying to purposely mislead somebody. When I talk about spin, it's more putting a positive perspective on something. Not necessarily misleading somebody, but taking somebody and helping them see a different side of what's going on. So you're telling them truth, you're dropping truth, but you're trying to be more positive. It's this is dating, but some of your audience might have seen the movie The Life of Brian with the Monty Python series. And one of the songs in there is Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. And that's kind of spinning. You're looking at the positives. How can we turn this into a positive and an encouraging thing and not dwell on the negative? And I think that that's what people need to do sometimes. Now, politicians, they take it totally different with the spin, and they get you so dizzy that you don't know right or down, right, left, up or down. But I think you always have to be truthful. But I don't think there's anything wrong with a business person supporting their people and saying they're working as hard as they can, or we're gonna do everything we can to figure out a solution, and we're going to do it with integrity. We're going to maintain our focus on achieving our core values.
Jamie Beckler, what happens now in a case like the situation with Nebraska? Was the chancellor in a position where if he doesn't do something, it's going to get even worse?
You know, I can't speak to the specifics because I don't know what went on behind closed doors. Maybe the chancellor and the athletic director didn't get along. There was still some fallout because Bo Pelini was a fairly popular coach outside of a few people that he ticked off. And so they weren't happy that in the way that Sean Einhorst had gotten rid of Bo Pelini. You know, so I don't know what went on behind closed doors. I don't know if he should have been gone or not been gone. Anything like that. I do think that the timing of it sends a dangerous precedent sometimes, though, with, all right, the athletic director criticized the football coach, and then he's soon gone. Because I think that when you look at any institution, but especially at a Big Ten or a school that has so many sports, you're dealing with, he's dealing with more than just football. He's not the athletic director for football. He's the athletic director for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And so he has a bigger responsibility than football, even though it might drive the bus. You know, it might be the main program at a school. It's not the only program. And so, you know, I would hope that when the chancellor made that decision, he made that decision from a totality standpoint, from a looking at the overall programs and not just football.
We got about 90 seconds left. Jamie, when you've had one of these situations, whether it's an organizational meltdown, and you and I have both seen those, sports or otherwise, what's the next step that is done right now? Because have we reached the point of being what we'd call in damage control mode? Are you still there, Jamie?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I say, are we now into damage control mode, and what's the next step in 60 seconds that has to happen?
Yeah, you're always in debt. Whenever you have negative publicity, this is certainly negative publicity, you, once again, got to come back to that word spin. You've got to spin it to the positive. You know, we're moving forward. We're looking at the future. We've got the student-athletes in mind, which hopefully they do, though with big business, you never surely know. But, yeah, you are in damage control, but you want to make sure that you learn from the past. You don't want to have a knee-jerk reaction and just hire the opposite of what you just had, but you definitely want to learn and move on and make the best hire now that your institution can make.
Well, we need to move on, sadly. Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com, theleadershipplaybook.com, and until next week, Jamie, be calm.
Thank you, Ollie.